And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Roland. Welcome. I think we're going to have a good program today. Yes, I think we're going to have a good program. Welcome. This is Talk to a Pastor. My name is Pastor Roland, and I've been around for 25 years. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. And what I talk about here are very, very important issues. You see, who's going to win the Super Bowl, what the weather's going to be like, and even things like the economy, although the economy is important, pale in comparison to those special moments where what you say and what you do, how you react and how you handle the moment makes all the difference in the world. You've had such special moments with your partner, with your kids, with a parent. Maybe your parents didn't handle the special moments so well. Many of you had parents that were talking at you instead of to you. They didn't seem to have understanding. And it's very frustrating for kids a lot of times because they love their parents. They want to love their parents. But their parents seem to be driven with some kind of an intensity, with some kind of an anger, some kind of an agenda, something or other. They're driven, it seems like sometimes they can't relax. They can't just be with you. How many times, for example, that we want to just be with our dad? You know, just hang out with dad. We didn't need dad to be like a buddy, see, or a friend. We didn't mind if dad set limits and boundaries and standards, and you know, we didn't mind that at all because he was dad. That's what a father's supposed to do. We needed him sometimes to be strong, but alas, something was wrong. He was always at work, or he wasn't there, or he was gone, or he was weak. Your mom resented him, so he didn't get things right. Either he was, maybe when he was younger, he was too angry. He was angry. And then when he got older, he just shrugged his shoulders and went out to the garage. And see, mom was in charge of everything, and she became everything, and dad became a nothing, okay? So my whole point is that he somehow didn't get those little moments right. When he was strong, when he should have been strong, he was weak. See, and when he should have been soft and kind, he was too harsh. See? And mom, well, your mom had issues. Of course, she had issues. But the other thing is that she was angry. She was resentful toward her husband. Because he was weak, or he wasn't there for her, see? So she resented him the way she had resented her father, who also wasn't there for her. So somehow, what could have been sweet and what could have been good, they messed it up. They messed it up. And when you were a kid, or especially when you were a teen, you looked at your parents and you thought, you know, why can't they just relax? Why can't they just be? There was something inside that was driving them. So we're going to talk about that after this break. And so perhaps by seeing what happened to them, you can realize why, and then it won't happen to you. Don't let it happen to you. What happened to them? My name is Pastor Roland. Thank you.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I've been around for 25 years. I've written 18 books. I've been on radio stations all over the country. Now I'm starting a couple of new stations, a wonderful station in Palm Springs, and also a wonderful station over in Pensacola, Florida. Okay? So, let's talk. Remember Joan Rivers used to say, can we talk? So can we talk? So would you like me to give you a wonderful hint right now that will help you so much in your life, okay? And if I had been able to give it to your parents, see, there was no one there for this. See, who was there for your parents? Where was the wisdom that they needed? See, it wasn't there. So they messed up. Okay, sure, they had their friends, they had their books, they had the internet, they had, you know, but where was the wisdom that they needed? So here's a hint, and this will help you. Could it help them? It might still help them if they're still alive. See? But definitely we want it to help you, because we want the buck to stop with you. We don't want what happened to other people that you've seen, maybe not your parents necessarily, but other people. You've seen their marriage fall apart. You've seen them become unhappy, bitter. See? You've seen their relationships fail. You've seen poor communication with their kids. See? You don't want that to happen to you. And if it has happened, well, maybe it's not too late. Maybe we can repair. See? So what's the number one hint that I'm going to give you? After 25 years of experience, I have a master's degree. I have a doctorate in pastoral psychology. Okay? And 25 years of experience, what would be the first thing that I would tell you? It would be let go of resentment. Let go of resentment. I have a very popular relationships blog, and one of the popular posts that I have there is entitled, you know, what's the number one cause of marriage? And you know what I say in my post and also in articles that I've published? The number one cause of divorce. The number one cause of divorce. Did I say divorce earlier? Did I say marriage? The number one cause of divorce is resentment. Resentment. See? Now, a lot of us, we resent. We secretly resent others. Okay, we judge them. And we don't think it's a bad thing. We think we have a right to resent. Well, maybe you have a right to resent, but it's a very harmful thing. And I'll tell you why. It's because resentment is right at the edge of the soul. Okay, it somehow affects the soul. And what resentment is, it's a little bit of hate. Okay, a little bit of hate. And that little bit of hate, that little bit of hate is like a kindling, it's like a spark. And then from it comes anger, rage, depression, unhappiness, bitterness, jealousy. See, all these terrible emotions. And then See, as time goes by, what does the anger and the bitterness and the suppressed hostility and the unhappiness and so on, what effect do those have on the body? Well, the body too will then suffer. So it leads to all kinds of terrible things and ruined relationships. So if you would like to solve your relationship issues with your partner, with your kids, okay, the first thing you can do is begin to look at this little thing called resentment and realize that it's not a harmless little thing. It's a very bad thing. It's a very, very bad thing. Okay? And if you were to let go of, if you could begin to let go of resentment, then you would begin to see much more about why things are not going so good for you. Okay? So let go of resentment. Now it helps. It helps, first of all, to have someone like me tell you about resentment and how, see, it's right at the edge of the soul. It's hate. That's what it is. It's actually hate. If the soul had love, in other words, had patience, if instead of resentment we had patience for others, patience doesn't mean you don't see it when they make mistakes, you don't see their errors and so forth, but it just means you don't resent them for it. You don't hate them for it, see? You let it pass. You make it unimportant. Oh, how sweet life could be if you could learn to let go of resentment. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. This is Pastor Roland. We're talking today about how to improve your life and improve your relationships. Put things that have gone amiss on the mend and turn things around in a very short amount of time. Start to move forward positively. Okay? Now, first of all, I want to mention that if you would like to see some of my YouTube videos, preview some of my books. You can preview them for free at my website or at Amazon. Listen to some more of my radio programs in the archives, then go to talktoapastor.org. talktoapastor.org. And you can also send prayer requests or comments, questions. Prayer requests, comments, questions. Send them to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. talktoapastor@yahoo.com. All right, now do you get the idea? Do you see, can you see how resentment is what, and judgment, resentment and what judgment is what perhaps ruined your mom's life? See, if this doesn't apply to you or your mom or your dad, then don't worry about it, because it applies to plenty of people in the audience, okay? I don't know you personally, I'm just talking to people in general. But for the most part, what happens is mom resents her husband because he doesn't have that mysterious fatherly love that she needs. Okay? fatherly love, emotionless love, corrective love. See, instead what she has is a weak man. See, either an angry man or a weak man. See, he becomes like a big kid himself. See, and her father had failed her. Her father wasn't there for her. She went out in the world looking for love, and all she got was use and abuse. Okay? And then she gets married, and then she finds out, lo and behold, her husband is also doesn't have that special love that she needs. So she resents him. Big mistake, though. If your husband is good, then appreciate the good in your husband. You're very lucky. Don't resent him for his imperfections. Okay? And if your husband is not so good, don't resent him. And if your husband is no good, then see that he's no good, but don't resent him. That's the secret. Don't resent him. Okay? See, you're safe. Your soul is safe. See? Your soul is safe because resentment hurts you more than what anybody could do to you. Okay? So you men have to see that you need to become more fatherly. Okay? You need, as you get older, you must become more fatherly, more patient, wise, kind, long-suffering. See, all these beautiful, beautiful virtues. Is that, that's what you need to be more fatherly. That's what your wife needs from you. That's what your kids need from you. Okay? And your adult kids, too. Okay? Now, a lot of you messed up. When you were younger, you messed up. Okay? There wasn't anybody like me there to give you some good advice. And in your heart, you kind of knew what was right, but couldn't do it anyway. You were too angry. You were too ambitious. All right, so things didn't work out. Well, maybe they can still work out. See, you can't imagine how a sincere change in you, what a good effect that can have on other people. See, if you truly change, not a pretend change, not changing just because you want everybody to like you, see, but a really, 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 truly true change, because you see that you're wrong because of your resentments and your hostility and your anger and your failing, how you failed other people. If you see that and you regret it, okay, then that change, that true inner change, your kids will sense it 1,000 miles away, 5,000 miles away. They will sense that something has changed for the better, okay? All right, so there's so much I can tell you. I've written so much about this. I'm just scratching the surface. But nevertheless, I'm saying something today that's very important, and that is to let go of resentment. So we'd like to get started. Okay, well, this program is a good start. You can listen to this program again. Just go to the archives at talktoapastor.org and listen to the program again. And you might want to try my meditation. I actually have several meditations, but I have a brand new meditation. It's called Easy Meditation. And it's actually an ancient Christian prayer meditation that I have updated. And it's so beautiful, and it'll help you to get centered. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Roland. You can visit my website, talktoapastor.org. You can also send your comments or your prayer requests to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Okay? Now, the little announcement that we just had there was about The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's my most popular book. It's called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Now, were you able to relate somewhat to what I had talked earlier about men and women and wives resenting their husbands and men being weak and not having that special fatherly agape love that she needed, and about resentment and how resentment poisons and ruins everything? Were you able to relate to that? Okay, well then, you might want to get The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's a real page-turner because I talk about men, about women, about husbands, wives, kids, about resentment, about forgiveness, about where men go wrong, and things like that. Just a really, really good book. It's like a deeper, a more profound look at marriage than you've perhaps ever taken before. There's a lot of marriage books out there, but there's hardly any like this one. But it's also fun. It's fun. So it's deep and fun at the same time. Okay? That would be very good. And the other thing, I had begun talking earlier about the meditation. You see, your problem right now. Okay, so let's suppose that you're listening to me and you can hear that I know what I'm talking about. And you say, yes, 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 I've been resentful. And yes, I resented my husband. Or yes, I'm resenting my husband, or I'm impatient with my kids, or I was impatient with my kids, or I failed my wife, failed my kids, or I'm failing them now. Maybe you're there and you're saying, I'm failing them now, and I don't know how. I go to work, I bring home a good salary, and I'm a decent guy, but somehow I'm failing, okay? Well, then you really, really ought to get a book, okay? The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. But the other thing you need to do, perhaps, see, it couldn't hurt, let's put it that way, couldn't hurt, would be to try the little meditation that I have, because it helps you to get centered and get out of thinking. See, the problem that you have, that I was beginning to allude to, the other problem that you have is you're too lost in your thoughts. See, you failed in life, okay? You failed in those little magic moments that I talked about, remember? Those little special moments. You didn't quite get it right. Okay? And so what do you do when you don't get things quite right? Like, let's say you go out and you get irritated at traffic, and you go to work and there's extra work and you're irritated at that. And then you talk to your wife and she irritates you, and your husband irritates you, and your kids irritate you. And see what I mean? Then before you know it, you're lost in thinking. See, you escape into thinking. So there you are, lost in thought. You know, what happened in the past, what you're going to do in the future, reliving the past, rearranging the past, planning for the future. If I see her, then I'll say this to her, and she'll say this to me. See, all that kind of stuff. Well, that's not good. You're too lost in your thinking. So you're so lost in thinking that you don't have awareness. And when you don't have awareness, here comes that next moment, and you're not ready for it because you were lost in thinking. Okay, so then you overreact to the moment, and then say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and then you escape into more thinking again, if you're not escaping into pills or the bottle. See? All right, so you got the idea. You got the idea. You're too lost in thinking, so you need to come back to the moment, back to the present, back to reality. See? You're actually closer to God when you're not lost in thinking. You're closer to God when you're not lost in thinking. Because down in your thinking, see, everything in your thinking caters to your ego, okay? And whatever it is down there that talks to you, you think it's your own voice, but whatever it is, it's definitely not God. It might be the guy with the horns. You need to get out of your thinking, out of the imagination, come back to reality, hear the birds sing, okay? And that's actually the secret of the ancient Christian prayer meditation. It's coming closer to God. See, if you're close to God, if you get closer to God, then there's nothing you have to do other than just be close to Him. Okay? Check out the meditation, would you please, at talktoapastor.org. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Pastor Roland. Please visit my website at talktoapastor.org. And I love getting prayer requests. I love getting your feedback and your questions, and especially your prayer requests. Send your prayer requests to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. And please listen in again next week, same time, for this program. So, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.